News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Argentina has withdrawn its negotiators from the COP29 summit. This adds further concerns about the stability of the Paris Agreement, of course, after the election of Donald Trump as US President. John Gibbons, environmental journalist. Has COP failed or is it about to fail, do you think?
Good morning, Shane. I think the first thing to say about COP really is that it's the only game in town. So failure isn't really an option. There isn't an alternate sort of track where we can say, well, you know, COP29 is a failure, so we'll move over here and we'll try this. I mean, basically, this is it. In terms of intergovernmental, in terms of a global approach to a global crisis, basically the COP process is all we've got. So is it going well in this year? No. Obviously, the mood music around this particular COP is darker than usual. The election in America a few days ahead of COP, of a regime that completely rejects the basic science and that will, you know, set to undermine climate policy over the next 4 years. Obviously, that has thrown a very dark shadow over proceedings. But it goes ahead, and it goes ahead principally because they've got no choice. We have to keep at this, no matter how difficult, no matter how unpromising.
Yeah, no, look, very, very fair analysis. Are you despondent, though? Do you despair at what is likely to come out of it in terms of real progress?
Yeah, I think somebody described it quite well recently in terms of globally on climate policy. You know, we've been failing slowly. I think what's happening really in recent times is we seem to be failing more quickly. And that's probably the best way I can put it. And to try to get a mental picture of what failure looks like, cast your listeners' minds back a week or two to the images coming out of Valencia in Spain, a place to be familiar to many Irish people. And you saw the devastation there of a year's rainfall in 4 hours. Absolute devastation, hundreds of people killed, millions if not billions of euros in damage. And that's one of an increasingly frequent number of climate-related and climate-fueled weather disasters that we're seeing. So really, you know, given that they're coming at us harder and faster than ever, we just have to keep at it. We can't throw in the towel. And it is probably important to say that if you went back, say, 20 years, that the trajectory that we were on in terms of global warming was 4 degrees centigrade, which was basically the end of civilization. Now, at the moment, because of the COP process over the last decade or two, that trajectory is probably closer to 3 degrees. Now, 3 degrees is still catastrophic. But the point is that the trajectory has been altered. Now, 3 is unmanageable, but it's infinitely better than 4. What we need to be doing is nudging towards 2 and getting it below 2. And without a process, without an intergovernmental process to guide us along that path, and also to keep the various governments honest as far as it goes, then we're at nothing. Obviously, it is disappointing to say the least that some of the big players like India, China, Brazil, Argentina, Russia, France, and indeed von der Leyen on behalf of the EU, that they're not in the room. That's incredibly disheartening. And it probably is also worth saying, Shane, that, you know, allowing a petrostate like Azerbaijan to host an event like this does kind of bring the whole process into a certain degree of disrepute.
Okay, we'll leave it there. John Gibbons, environmental journalist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.